Who should own the Aboriginal flag? You probably remember how the company Wham Clothing, which isn't owned by Aboriginal Australians, threatened legal action against the AFL and NRL for using the flag on Indigenous round jerseys a few weeks ago. Wham Clothing got exclusive rights to the flag on clothing from Harold Thomas, who's a Luritja man who designed this flag and holds the copyright to it. And that whole incident started the Free the Flag campaign, with calls for the flag to be publicly owned. Now, a Senate inquiry has recommended the government should not take over the Aboriginal flag. Text me, do you think the government should take over the rights to the Aboriginal flag so it is publicly owned? 0439757555. Labor Senator Malindiri McCarthy is the chair of this committee looking into this issue. Senator, thanks so much for coming back on Hack.
Thank you, Evany, and hello to your listeners.
There was a push for the government to use constitutional powers to acquire the Aboriginal flag and the rights to it. The committee's recommended against that. Can you tell us why?
Sure. We had over 70 people writing submissions and organisations and numerous witnesses who appear before the inquiry, Evany, and it was important to take on board what majority had said, and the majority said that Harold Thomas, as creator of the flag, should not have his copyright compulsorily acquired, yet encourage him to obviously meet negotiations so that there could be a better outcome for all people, in particular Harold.
You're a First Nations woman. What do you think should happen in regards to the Aboriginal flag?
Well, look, I think that if they can reach an agreement, if Harold Thomas and the government can reach an agreement that is acceptable, then I think that's important. But I suppose the big thing that came through more than anything, Avani, was the complete distress of First Nations people in particular, that they are being forced to pay to a company that they were completely unaware of. And the distress that that's caused has resulted in people either walking away from the flag or in some homes hanging it upside down in terms of sorry business and mourning. It's been quite distressful.
Isn't this a public flag, a symbol that means so much to many different Australians? Shouldn't it be publicly owned?
It's a national flag. There are three national flags, the Australian, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. But the other two flags came about by a competition. This one, the Aboriginal flag, was done by one person. And we have to be careful of copyright. And artists across the country, whether it's in art, whether it's in music or drama, whatever, there are laws surrounding that. And that was the complexity of this particular inquiry.
So, you know, Harold Thomas is obviously negotiating with the government about this. Is he coming to the table? What's his view on this situation?
We did write to Harold Thomas to appear before us. He declined that invitation because of confidential negotiations underway at the moment. So this inquiry was about enabling First Nations people, but all people who wanted to have a say about the Aboriginal flag, to speak publicly and have their concerns heard by the Parliament. And they certainly did that.
Aside from those concerns being heard, though, shouldn't there be some resolution here? It seems like it's sort of hanging in the balance either way. What's actually going to happen here, considering that, you know, a lot of Aboriginal Australians are calling for this to be a publicly owned flag?
Well, that's right, and that's why the Parliament needed to be aware of it, and at that particular point it wasn't. And I certainly commend those who pushed for petitions to make that awareness, which eventually led to this Senate inquiry. And there's extra political pressure. Clearly, as an opposition senator, what I can do is continue to apply pressure on the government, and I certainly hope through this report we've been able to do that.
And just quickly, Senator, Labor members of this committee have called for the government to take over the design if the negotiations with Harold Thomas aren't completed by January 26 next year. How would that even work?
What we've proposed is that the first two recommendations were unanimously supported by government, Greens and Labor. Labor went an extra step and said if negotiations aren't successful, there needs to be compulsory acquirement of the licence. And the licence in particular of Wham Clothing, which is causing this great distress right across the country. So we've put a timeline of January 26th. We think because the 50th anniversary of the flag is in July next year, time is running out and the value of the flag is diminishing with each day.
All right, Labor Senator Malindiri McCarthy, really appreciate you coming back on the show. That is all we've got time for today on Hack, but Bridget Hussway.